This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. And, you know, we were talking about finances in the first half of the show. And now I want to talk about, you know, a lot of the times we love to bring you these stories about working moms who have ventured out and started their own companies and taken that need for a product, or that, you know, they see an opening in the market where they're just trying to have something for their kids. They're just trying to you know, fill a need in their own household. And they realize that the marketplace doesn't have what they're looking for. And so they start it themselves. And they take that passion for what it is that they want to create. And they create their own companies and they start to see success. And I know that a lot of women are in transition. A lot of women are wanting to feed that entrepreneurial spirit they have within them, maybe not so satisfied in the jobs that they're in or the careers they're in, want to make a change. And so we like to bring you these folks, you know, so you can hear firsthand what it is that they became passionate about and why, and what steps they took to make it happen. Because at the end of the day, you know, the more we learn from others, the more we share our stories, the more we can inspire one another. And as working moms, I think that is of vital importance that we inspire one another. So here today with us is the founder of Pure Spoon, Allison Everly. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, explain to us what Pure Spoon is.
So Pure Spoon is the first company in the country to offer fresher options for purees. And Pure Spoon was started when I was a new mom 5 years ago, very tired, very overwhelmed, but very determined to give my daughter the best food possible. And so I ended up making it all at home. Because when I went to the grocery store, I couldn't find anything that I was comfortable feeding her. And did that at all day Sunday, and then usually on Wednesday or Thursday. And I said, there's got to be a better way. You can't have either the choice of kind of going to the grocery store and picking shelf-stable options with a whole bunch of ingredients that I don't know how to pronounce or certainly spell. You know, that's cooked in the packaging that doesn't have a lot of nutrition or flavor, or the other option is to buy everything and then cook it at home and make sure that it stays fresh for her. So I wanted to give other parents what I wanted to see at the grocery store but couldn't find.
And, you know, it's so funny because the best entrepreneurial stories that I hear start just like that. I was looking for something. I couldn't find it. And so I just decided to bring it to the market myself. And I have to say, you know, my kids are now 6 and 4.5, but I remember quite clearly doing that whole buying the whole foods and pureeing them and, mm-hmm. you know, taking hours to prepare things and labeling them in the fridge and in the freezer and all of that, and wishing, you know, that I could just grab one of those pouches and go. And, you know, but looking at those pouches and looking at the ingredients going, I didn't put all this effort into creating this little body so that I could, you know, put this stuff in it.
So that's, you know, exactly right. And then I found out with more research, you know, that they're cooking it in the packaging. And so you're kind of picking convenience over, or for me anyway, what I felt was good nutrition. Mm-hmm. And I was a picky eater growing up, and I didn't want to cultivate that with my daughter. And I have to say, she eats anything that you put in front of her. And I'm very fortunate because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, how did you know how to go about this? What was your background?
Not in food. I actually don't even cook a lot at my house. So when I was cooking for her, it was a whole lot of work that I thought, you know, you're pureeing fruits and vegetables. How is it possible that it's taking me this long to do this when I would rather be out with her playing or sleeping? You know, all moms know that is, we don't have a whole bunch of that. And nobody had done it. So I knew that it was an uphill battle. And I just worked with a licensed pediatric dietitian to say, what is available to parents and what's missing? Because I wanted to fill that gap. And so we learned quickly that our little kiddos need fat for brain development and some other things. And we're not talking about fats, you know, fried food fats. We're talking about good fat. omega-3s, DHA, and a perfect food for that is avocado. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to figure out how to get some avocado in there and some other ingredients in there that hasn't been done before. And then how do we do it to keep it fresh, but keep it fresh long enough so you can buy it at the grocery store and don't have to eat it as soon as you get it home? Because everybody who has kids know that they'll love something for a few days and then you put it in front of them and they'll say, nah, and not today.
What
and maybe
is that?
Not for the next few days. I don't know why.
It's a conspiracy against our pocketbooks.
Like, wait a minute, I just made this for you. You have to eat it. So that's when I learned about HPP, or high pressure pasteurization. And HPP is keeping the food safe, so it's pasteurizing the food. But instead of using heat, high heat, to pasteurize it, which depletes the food of nutrition and flavor, you use high pressure. And so it's a cold pressed or cold pasteurization technique to keep the food fresh and safe. And nobody had done it for purees before. And it took me about a year and a half to figure out how to do it for our food. But we figured it out.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing that you didn't have a background in food, yet you were able to get all of this done because you were passionate about it. And so you figured
it
out.
I'm a mama on a mission.
Yeah.
I wanted to figure this out.
Nothing more unstoppable than a mama on a mission. So now HPP basically means higher nutritional value and more flavor than traditional high heat pasteurization. And the high heat pasteurization, in a nutshell, it depletes those two things, depletes the nutrition and the flavor, correct?
That's right. So when you're using, it's very canning, for example. I mean, everybody knows what high heat pasteurization is. It's when you're boiling something. And you're doing that to kill any of the pathogens, bacteria, anything like that, that can over time reproduce. And there will be enough of that particular pathogen or bacteria in there where it could harm whoever's eating it. And we're feeding little guys. And so it's a lot, I think they're more sensitive to what potentially could grow. And so you want to make sure that you're keeping the food safe. But if you're going to give them the food, you want to make sure if you're giving them an apple or you're giving them a carrot or you're giving them an avocado, that you're getting all of the nutrition. Well, when you do it at home, you're giving them that nutrition. If you don't have time to make it at home, then how do you offer that same sort of nutrition and flavor without making it at home and getting it at the store or online? And that's what we were able to figure out with HPP and our custom containers.
So really for our working moms, you know, out there, this is kind of the perfect solution. It really does. You know, when we're so busy and we're so crunched on time and, you know, sometimes we do sacrifice nutrition for convenience, you've created a scenario where we don't have to do that.
I didn't want people to feel like they had to. I didn't want to pressure anybody into buying something that they didn't understand or they didn't want. But if you're wanting to get better nutrition, and better taste, then how do I give that to people? I wanted to offer parents what I wanted to see. So anything that we make at Pure Spoon, I would give my daughter. And she's five, and she still takes them to school in her lunchbox. I mean, she's a big fan. She'll clean me out of all my samples.
I love that. All right, we're going to be right back after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and you're listening to Working Mother Radio.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.